Do you want to know how many souls there are in purgatory? I make a ton of purgatory videos and I know the answer and how you can find out. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. No one has more devotion to the souls in purgatory than God Himself. And when we have a devotion to the souls in purgatory, it's not just ours, but we are participating in His devotion. He, in fact, is sharing the love that He has for them with us. And He's giving us the privilege of having this same love in our hearts. And there's many things that He wants us to know about them. This is something that I have been learning in making so many different videos. He wants us to know about purgatory, where it is, what it's like, who's there, how many souls there are there, and the best ways that we can help them. That's why God has been revealing so many things about purgatory to so many different purgatory mystics. The one that we will be covering over the next few weeks is Anne-Marie Lindmeyer, a German mystic. The books that we have on her are in German, in French, and in Portuguese. The one that I'm reading to you from is in French, and I'm translating it into English for you. It is called My Friendship with the Souls in Purgatory. And in it, she also has these questions that she asks God. She asks Jesus Himself, how many souls are there in purgatory? Now, before we even get into that, I want to talk about the number of people that die per year so that we can have some sense of the vastness of the number. So anywhere from 50 to 65 million people die a year. And we know that there's probably a small percentage of them that get into heaven, perhaps, and hopefully there's a small percentage that go to hell. We know a vast number of these people go to purgatory so that they can be ready to enter heaven. So there at any moment can be millions and millions of people in purgatory. When she asked Jesus this question, the answer was really interesting, and you had to ask yourself, why did Jesus give her this answer? This is what He showed her. He gave her two metaphors. Jesus asked Anne-Marie first to look at an anthill and to see how it was covered and you couldn't see. And you would first see a few ants on the top. And so you're basically deceived into thinking that there's less ants than there really are. In the same way, sometimes people look at purgatory and think, maybe there's just one or two people. Maybe it's just my family that I think about being there. Jesus asked her to stir it up with a stick. And when she did that, thousands upon thousands of ants came out. What was He trying to teach her? That in our ignorance, we will often say, oh no, these people, they're in heaven already. Instead of realizing that there's many, many more souls there than we would like to admit. The second metaphor that Jesus gave her was to look at a beehive. And in a similar way, you look on the outside of any beehive and you'll always see a few bees. But if you were to go and poke it, you know that hundreds would come out, many more than you had estimated. And what He was trying to teach her was not simply the number, because at the end of the day, there are millions of people dying per day, and perhaps thousands entering heaven at any given moment. So even if Jesus were to give us an exact number, it would change from day to day. But the sense that He wanted to give her is He wanted her to have metaphors around her to constantly remind her that there are many souls there waiting for your help, and to not let yourself fall into forgetting this idea. So I asked Jesus myself, Jesus, how many souls are there in purgatory? And guess what He showed me? He showed me something that's all around me right now. We're now filming this in winter here in Texas, and He showed me all the leaves, especially on our yard, because my son and I, we do the yard work and we haven't done it recently. And I saw the thousands upon thousands of dead leaves all on the ground. And you know what that did? It almost gave me anxiety, because everywhere that I walked, everywhere that I stepped, I saw leaves and more leaves. And you know how that is. When you go and clean them, it's like you find thousands more. Why did Jesus give me this very simple metaphor? Because that's how He wants me to be thinking of purgatory, that it doesn't matter if I make 100 videos or 200 videos. It's never enough. I have to keep going. I have to be aware that no matter how much work I do, there could be thousands more there at any given moment. Jesus wants me to have this holy anxiety in service of the souls in purgatory. And he wants you to do the same. If you are watching this video, most likely you are someone who already has a devotion to the souls in purgatory. You need to talk to Jesus and believe that he has more of a devotion to them than you do. And that he wants you to, at every moment that you go outside, to see something that reminds you of the great number that are there. Maybe it's the leaves in the trees. Maybe it's the stars in the sky, the metaphor that he used for Abraham. Maybe it's the blades of grass. But he has almost anointed that image for me. Everywhere I go, I can't stop looking at the leaves. And I'm thinking, I have to be praying for them. I cannot forget them. I cannot go into this type of lukewarmness for them. I must be zealous for my brothers and sisters there. And I want you to have this same zeal. Ask Jesus to show you. Jesus, show me with the things around me. How many souls are there in purgatory?